There you go. We are member-supported radio, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. The band we just played on the radio is 28 North, and that song is called Call Me Up. From what I've heard, it's the official single off the new record, World on Fire. I am holding the LP in my hand right now, and at least two of the members of the band are here in our Pearl Street studios. But who are we missing, by the way? Who's not here?
Tyler Bond, our drummer, is in London, and Mark Glinka is in Cleveland.
So what happened after the after this latest tour? Everybody kind of disbanded for a little bit
hiatus? We actually got closer as friends. But no, we just needed like a couple days to get away from each other because we've been living on top of each other for a long time.
Right, like boxing the United States, I imagine, doing the van thing, right?
We did 18 states in 5 weeks.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was wild.
You guys were on tour with played a few shows with a band that people have heard of before, right?
Yes, ZZ Top.
Amazing.
Little they band from so Texas, cool. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and they were amazing, and they were like the coolest guys ever, too.
Did you learn a few things from a band who's kind of been there, done that, like ZZ Top?
Well, one thing I learned is you got to look good. They look so good on stage.
Uh-huh.
They got they're the coolest. Like, no matter what year it is, those guys are still cooler than it. Like, I'm sorry, I love Imagine Dragons, but they got nothing on ZZ Top.
On ZZ Top for reals.
Yeah, they're just cool. Absolutely. And then also Billy gave Taylor and I a little guitar talk, and you know, told us about turning our amps. You know, get the volume up, turn the gain
cranked
down.
Up. Yeah,
we don't need all that distortion. And you know, we took his advice. And the next night,
we had a nice little listening session with him too, where we were just in the bar after the gig and. He's like, man, just listen to this.
He made everyone be quiet because everyone was talking.
Yeah.
Because everyone's so excited to be around this rock star, right? Billy Gibbons.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix's favorite guitar player.
A lot of hovering.
And Billy, and then Doyle Bramhall comes on the radio, senior, you know, his son plays with Eric Clapton. And Billy's just like, everyone just listen. And everyone just listened to blues.
Yeah.
And it was such awesome. A moment, you know, it was awesome.
That's one of the only guys who could hush a room full of, you know, music people, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Everyone listened to him. He looks like, you know, God probably looks too, you know. So he listened to him.
One of the rock gods, seriously.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Again, 28 North is the project. They're in our Pearl Street studios right now on member-supported radio. The record World on Fire is not exactly available to the general public yet.
Well,
right?
Actually, it is if you come to any of our shows, our upcoming shows.
Uh-huh.
And then on April 29th, it will be available to the public on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff.
Cool. So if they see you play live, they could hit up like the merch area.
Oh, yeah. That's where we shine.
Cool. So originally, you guys are from where?
I'm from Pittsburgh.
And I am from Cleveland.
Right on. But Southern California is home right now?
Yep.
Well, today it is.
Was that a...
Today it is, yeah.
How beautiful is Laguna Beach?
We are so happy to be here. Like, first of all, I can see the ocean right now.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just unbelievable. It's such a beautiful little town. And we've been everywhere. And it's really good to be back in California.
Cool.
Truly.
Well, it's nice to know that you guys are relatively close. And, you know, we want to put together fundraising events for our little non-com.
Let's raise the fund.
Yeah,
let's raise the funds. Maybe we could play a show down the road for our listeners.
Can we make it a fundraiser instead of a fundraiser?
Wow. We should totally market it as that, man.
Yes.
A fundraiser.
Drop the D.
So again, April 29th, the release date on the new record. But
yes,
how
sir.
Many releases is available from 28 North?
Loaded question. The truth is, right now, the only thing you can get from us online, other than our YouTube page, is in our Reverb Nation and our website, is you can buy Call Me Up, our single, on iTunes. But we've made multiple records in the past. It's just this one was so much further ahead than the other ones that we felt like we should take them down and only sell them at shows or on our website. So,
oh really?
iTunes just has the single, and Spotify has the single. But if you come to our shows, you can buy any of the 5 records that we've made.
And the website is 28north.com. That's 28 the numbers north.com. And you guys, you know, being an independent band, you got to be all over social media and.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You don't have handlers doing that for you guys,
nope.
Right? It's all doing it on your own, right?
Well, you know, we all have phones, so what else are we going to do, you know?
You know, yeah.
A lot of downtime in the van, on the bus.
I imagine so.
Yeah, I mean, it's a constant, though. It's a 24/7 job.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just like you guys. I'm trying to put the radio station on the map, you know, and it's probably the same thing.
Well, the thing is, there's no real, like, cut and dry way to do it. People are just like, oh, let's try this. Oh, that works for a week, and then it's not cool anymore, and you got to try this, and that works for a week. But we, you know, I remember the MySpace days, and just we thought that was the end all be all. Like, yeah, we just hit a million plays on MySpace. Oh, MySpace not cool anymore. Oh, okay. next thing, you know, it's just
right.
What's next? Yeah. What's next? We don't know.
Something's going to replace SoundCloud and Pinterest and whatever else people are using.
Hopefully, it's people buying albums and listening to the radio.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Again,
it'd be a nice trend.
28 North is the project in our Pearl Street studios. You guys did bring a couple of acoustic guitars, but that's not necessarily what people are going to get at a fully plugged in live show.
This kid right here is like Eddie Van Halen, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, we're a rock band.
Yeah.
It's powerful rock and roll music. But, you know, we also love the acoustic guitar. Most of the songs start on the acoustic guitar, the piano, so we do that as well. Mm-hmm. Lately, actually, our shows, we've been kind of, since Call Me Up is the single and it's one of our more tender songs, we bring the acoustic on stage, and that's been going over so well with audiences because it's like the Allman Brothers, for example. Like, they got Melissa, but they also got Statesboro Blues, and it's like you can really just, you know, see the spectrum of the songs, and so it's something we've been doing.
I do feel like the song Call Me Up would appeal to a lot of different people who like different genres of music, you know, and from what I've heard so far, man, you guys should be proud of this new record because it sounds great. Where was it all recorded, and did you link up with any rad producers on this?
We did. We linked up with a few, but the one who produced the record, who's got the sole production credit, is Gavin McKillop. Mm-hmm. And Gavin's worked with everyone from Echo and the Bunnymen to the Goo Goo Dolls to
MXPX,
Sugar Cult, Kitten. I don't know if you know Kitten, but Kitten's a great...
Oh, they're killing it
They're
right
killing
now.
It. That Gavin is their guy.
Wow.
So we're actually... That's part of the reason why I flew into L.A. One of the reasons was to see you guys. And then also, we're actually recording new music with Gavin.
Yeah, wow.
So we'll be going to his house after this and his studio.
So you're already working on a new record.
Well, we want to be ready. And we have so much music that we've written that we have to, you know, we can't just let it sit around. And he is really, I can't say enough about him as a producer.
So working with him, was there a lot of tweaking on the fly in the studio? And how tedious is it to record as a band?
Is it
easy?
Well, it's easy to... I think that making a record is a lot harder than people realize. I think a lot of, you know, you really have to not only make it sound like the best version of yourself, but it has to work against other bands and it has to work with other bands. It's got to be competitive and it's got to sound like today, whatever that means. And that's what Gavin brought to us, whereas other producers we've worked with in the past, maybe they were stuck in a different decade, and maybe at times we were stuck in a different decade because we love classic rock, right? We love it. But Gavin brought that edge that, you know, the songs you hear today have. And then through that, our new stuff, it's kind of like it opened up a whole new world of music for us.
So you got, again, 28 North live in our studios here on KX93.5. You just hit the road with ZZ Top and all of that. And then it looks like you guys are still on the road through April, right?
Yeah, we have got every day we get new shows added, but we're doing like Philly and Cleveland and Pittsburgh, and then we're going down to Atlanta and South Carolina and just all the way to New Orleans, our favorite city, and we'll be on the road for quite some time, and then hopefully in May we'll come back and do some recording, and then June we go out on the road with this band Seven Horse, who had a song in Wolf of Wall Street, and we just played a show with them in Phoenix, and they were incredible.
Right, those two guys were actually here. They performed for us in our studio. Oh man, that's going on
so pro.
Several months ago. They are, man, and homie has huge guitar sound. Chops like nobody's business.
He's insane. Yeah. He's insane, and his tone is like, it's like Pete Townsend meets Keith Richards, which to me is very cool.
That's amazing, actually, right?
Very cool.
This is 28 North live in our studios. The record will be, it's going to drop, like the hip-hop guys say, on April 29th. If it would be agreeable to you, I'd love to play another song off
Please
the record.
Do.
Is that cool?
Totally.
We want to play Monster and then more from our Pearl Street studios right after this. Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give with this song, or should we just
actually,
play it?
It really is, but a close person to me got very sick in 2011, right before we came out here, and we didn't know it was wrong. And so the monster running around in your head was that. And so I kept asking him if he could, you know, it affected his mobility, and I asked him if he could shake his hand, because once he could shake his hand, shake it off, I knew he was okay. So the song is a very, very deep meaning, actually. But in the end, he couldn't be better, and he's doing amazing, and the song came out of
it. That's good news. Mm-hmm. Again, more from our Pearl Street studios with 28 North right after this on KX93.5.
I'm the only man.
right, and that song is called Monster. You're ready to hit the airwaves, put on the sunglasses, of course. It's part of
what?
The thing.
What do you mean?
That's
28 I'm not wearing sunglasses
north.
Inside.
28north.com is the website if you want to check out all their stuff. A lot of people in the industry have said some really nice things about you guys.
That's awesome.
And it's a pleasure to have you here in our studio.
We've been working
thanks,
it.
Man.
The inception of the band, has it always been you guys, or has it changed throughout the years?
So Tyler, the drummer who's in London, and I started the band in college, and we've had a plethora of people come through the door and leave the door. But Taylor's been in the band 4 years now, and I can't even remember what it was like without him. You know, he was just, once he came into the band, it was kind of like we started really taking it more seriously.
Yeah. Speaking of college, are you like a classically trained guy? Like, did you go to school for music? Or did you just go to study something else?
No, I went to study jazz guitar.
Oh, no way,
and
man.
Audio engineering. And I quickly found out that like Grateful Dead fans don't do so well when sheet music is put in front of them. And I had a very hard time at school because I was just like, I was a guy that listened to Fish and the Dead and the Allman Brothers, and I could play blues, and that was it. And then all of a sudden, these guys are like, play this here. And I was like, what is that? I can't do that.
Yeah.
And so I had to learn how to read music on the fly, basically, and I was always like a step or two behind everybody, and but you know, not to sound like a you know, whatever, I'd say I'm a couple steps ahead of all of them now,
because, absolutely, man. And even if you were a couple steps behind, like, it still probably made you a more of a well-rounded
the beautiful
musician.
Thing about going to music school, and I hear people talk about music school all the time, like, you know, they try to get you to do this or that or fall into line. But the beautiful thing is that you're surrounded by music all day. I mean, I had 9 classes a day, and 8 of them were music classes. And I learned so much that I don't even realize I learned.
Yeah.
And then it was like after I dropped out, it all started like making sense to me. I was like, oh, I wish I could go back and do that. And it, like all the theory and stuff, which helps us. We're like, you know, we take our chord progressions pretty seriously, and we talk in theoretical terms. And so having that knowledge made me a much better musician.
That's amazing, you guys. What sort of music was around you growing up? Obviously, a big classic rock guy, listening to those jam bands like
Zeppelin.
Fish and the Dead. Led Zeppelin, yeah.
Zeppelin, the Beatles, you know, Floyd, all the greats.
Queen, yeah. The Who.
So if you meet somebody and they ask, you know, it comes up in conversation that you're a touring musician, you're playing with ZZ Top or whatever, and they ask you what sort of music you play, what do you tell them?
ZZ Top music. No, I mean, that's another thing. We, you know, we also grew up on like Sublime and the Blind Melon, who we just played with, actually.
All the awesome 90s stuff.
You know, we grew up at the
such
the
a new
great
incarnations of Sublime and Blind Melon, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Of course. Yeah. But Travis, he's killed. He sounds just like Shannon.
The Blind Melon guy?
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, you know, we grew up at such a great time for music. I always think about the fact that, like, the Proclaimers had a hit in the 90s. You know, and so did Jewel. And it's like so much music was allowed to be popular then.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the Violent Femmes, right? It's like nowadays, you know, you kind of have to fall in line a little more, and you kind of have to follow a certain
some
pattern.
Some stuff might not work.
And we grew up in that time where things were just like everything was a hit and everything worked. And it was just like you couldn't help but love Third Eye Blind and Marcy Playground and like whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, you know, where I came from. And I always loved pop music, so I love like Mariah Carey and all that kind of stuff, and
she's had a couple hits.
Yeah, I just love pop music. It works for me. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
So like we've definitely throw the pop in there, throw the rock in there. We play a lot of funk, a lot. You know, we try to play it all at our shows. That's the beauty of it. You know,
we love to jam.
And I think when we started, we were a jam band. Like we were listening to Fish and the Dead, and like we were just playing 30-minute songs. And then over time, we just chiseled away and started writing 3-minute pop songs. You know,
there you go.
But if you come to a show, you're gonna dance and you're gonna see some guitar work and you're gonna see some.
You'll hear some 15-minute guitar solos. Yeah. We've had the time.
Taylor and I love to because Taylor is like I say he's like David Gilmour meets Eddie Van Halen meets the guy from Journey, and then he always
like this guy's like Beck, Page, Clapton.
Yeah, so we kind of like, you know, we play off each other a lot. We do a lot of guitar harmonies live. It's a big part of our writing.
Awesome.
So
dude, that sounds great.
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, we write the pop songs, too. We want to keep it, you know, we know what the people want. The people want the song. But when you come to the show, you want the music, right?
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
There's nothing like a live show, man. Yeah. It's inspiring to me.
It's a
beautiful
thing.
Was there a favorite venue or a surprising gig you played along the road with ZZ Top? Like, wow, people in Missoula, Montana, they love their music.
We love Missoula.
That was just an example.
We did New Year's there in 2012.
Yeah.
At the Top Hat in Missoula.
Cool.
Great place. Awesome. And they do love music there.
Cool.
I mean, actually, for me, it was... So we're playing with ZZ Top, who's kind of... I don't want to say they're hard rock, but they're certainly not soft rock, right?
Yeah.
And they're not... You know, they don't have any ballads.
They got some attitude.
So we played Call Me Up at the Paramount Theater in front of, like, 2,400 people or whatever it was. And, you know, here I thought, okay, we're taking a chance here playing a softer song in front of the ZZ Top crowd. And afterwards, it was, like, the loudest reaction I've ever heard.
Standing ovation.
It was insane.
It's unbelievable.
They were, like, throwing, you know... panties and, you know, friendship at
what
us.
What venue was that?
The Paramount Theater in Denver, Colorado.
Awesome. What were some of the other memorable venues you guys have been fortunate enough to play
at? The Belly Up in Aspen is incredible. I mean, we've played the TLA in Philly with Dickie Betts, which was wow, that was for me. He's one of my, you know, he's an Allman Brother.
Yeah.
I mean, we played the Liquid Soul Festival in Phoenix last week, and that was a huge, huge venue. And
who else played at that festival?
We had Everclear, we had Train, we had...
Cracker, Blind Melon, Buckcherry,
Vertical Horizon, Seven Horse played
Ed
there.
Ed Kowalczyk.
This band called Royal Gene Bliss. Lawson's. I don't know if they've come through your door yet.
No.
These guys are, they're the coolest band. They're just like the coolest
Good
rock
news.
And roll band. We had so much fun with them. But that was the thing. We were all hanging out and like everyone was cool and like a lot of these bands we grew up listening to. All American Rejects were incredible. I didn't realize they were that good. They were so good.
Oh, fair enough.
They're actually a really good band.
Yeah. Who else? I mean, it's not that I didn't think they were good. It's just that that's not my style. The pop punk thing isn't really my... I do love Blink-182, though. But, you know, they killed, having said that.
That's
great.
Where was that festival again?
That was in Phoenix.
Yep. Awesome.
But
awesome.
Over the years, you know, the House of Blueses are always fun. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but... We always play with Steel Panther up at the House of Blues on Sunset, and that's such a great venue. And the Viper Room, I mean, that's our home away from home.
Cool.
Love the Viper Room.
Right
Love
on.
It.
Well, you got to keep us in the loop, you guys, as far as, you know, anything and all music-related stuff. You know, and we'll be happy to be
a
champion of this.
That's what we need, man.
28 North.
Take it there.
Project.
Yes.
So again, you guys brought your acoustic instruments.
Yes, sir.
And what did we decide to play?
So, you know, this... I think we're going to play Los Angeles. It seems like it's probably going to be the single after Call Me Up. It's been getting added at a few radio stations across the country, and it's really just a biography of us and what's gone on with the band over the last few years. And
awesome.
You know, it's
Did
a good
Did you make
one.
A conscious effort to relocate to Southern California for music?
Well, funnily enough, we were touring all over the place, living in New York, trying to figure out what to do, looking for a manager, really, and I went on a vacation with my family, and we were in Miami, and I met this guy named Jerry Heller in a pool, who happened to be one of the great managers in music history.
He's a legend.
He worked with Creedence, he worked with Van Morrison, he worked with Pink Floyd, Elton John, he was NWA's manager, he was Bone Thugs' manager. But also, like, he's just really cool, and, like, me and him really hit it off. He's from Cleveland, and I told him my whole band's from Cleveland, and we got to talking, and he said, hey, moved to L.A., and we said, sure. So we lived in our tour bus for 3 years in a campsite, making a record, you know, playing shows all up the coast and into Vegas and stuff, and we sacrificed a lot, and that's kind of what this song's about. The song was written in the height of that, like, at the campsite. I wrote it up. We lived on the Pacific Crest Trail in the Angeles National Forest, which is so beautiful, and the song just kind of came out one day on a hike. I was like, oh, I got to get to a guitar quick, and then... This is the song.
Right, man. Every story or every song has a story, and I love it. Every musician has a story as well, and this is 28 North live in our Pearl Street studios on listener-supported radio, KX93.5. So, yeah, if we could kind of reposition the mics where they were before.
Yes, sir.
And again, whenever you guys are ready, 28 North on KX93.5.
Ready, Tay?
Yep.
Got away is in the getaway car. She said I broke her heart with my electric guitar. No peace in Los Angeles. Instead, I'm doing 90 down the 405. No, no peace in Los Angeles. You'll come crawling back with your eyes intact. You will know that I've been around. I moved to California in my 25th year with nothing but my brothers in a van full of gear. Sanity's a luxury not all could obtain. As I was running from my past, we all went insane. No, 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 no peace in Los Angeles. It's a numbers game. The years forgot to names. I'm a
That's 28 North live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. We got more or less a room full of people here this afternoon.
a dry eye in the room.
That appears to be what's going to be track four off the new record.
Yes.
Again, that song was called Los Angeles off the record World on Fire, available on April 29th.
Yes.
I love that lyric about how you could have stayed in PA,
could've.
You know, raising a family,
should've.
Or now you're stuck on the 405 or something.
Well, it's true, man. It's just the truth. You know, I had a lot going in PA, but and there was some peace in Los Angeles. We met some of the best people we've ever met here, and Taylor just got married to one of them, and she's
cool. Congrats.
She's a gem, and we've met a lot of wonderful people, and we're but you know, there's just been times where it was so hard, and we went through a lot when just being out here, living on top of each other. Like I said, it's hard, you know. It's hard to be in a band these days. Mm-hmm. It just is. You know?
I feel like I'd be barely employable if it wasn't for this radio thing. I don't know what else I would do, you know. Do you guys feel kind of the same way if it wasn't for music?
I don't know.
Kind of,
Probably be a stripper or something.
You know, right?
Wouldn't be this much long hair and bearded.
Well, Taylor's really good at fixing. He can fix anything. So Taylor, he's skilled. You know, I have one skill, and that's
run
just
a handyman service. Plant,
you know, whining and songwriting, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I never, once I started playing the guitar, I never thought of doing anything else. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have any other ideas.
So
it's just like, that's what I'm going to do forever, be
it's
a guitar player.
The best thing you can do.
It's the best. It's great.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any advice to someone who would want to make music their full-time job? Because it seems like you guys know the business end of
it
pretty good.
I would say,
people working for you.
You got to make sure you put yourself out there and you got to like overcome a lot of your demons, which the next song is actually called Demon.
Hey.
Oh, I see what you did.
I think the best advice you could ever give someone is write good songs. You know, that's so important. So many people just play and, you know, really put some time into your songwriting and make sure that not just you're going to like it, but everybody or anybody is going to like it. And I think that's the biggest advice I could ever give someone is put, you know, 100% into your songs and 5% into your looks. Because I think, especially in this town, a lot of people, you know.
Right.
It's like, you know, make sure you do what you do and you do it well and do it at a high level and sing great and play great and, you know, get great players around you and start with the music and then everything could come later.
There you go. But again, as an independent artist, you got to figure out the business end a little bit and kind of have to be students of that, you know, in that regard, yeah. Right?
Well, that whole thing, the numbers game, as I said, you got to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just like make a record, get signed, be famous, be rich, do drugs, fall off, get back anymore. It's like if you get a shot, you're lucky. If you even get a shot, you're really lucky because there's so much competition.
Right. Again, this is 28 North. As you guys were performing, I Instagrammed a photo of you. I imagine you're on that social media platform. Where can people find you on Instagram?
At 28 North.
It's all 28 North.
Perfect.
You just Google 28 North. Yeah. The only thing that isn't is our YouTube page, which is 28 North the Band.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And, is there anything else to touch on or to tell the general public who might not be familiar with 28 North thus far?
We love you, and we love anyone that listens to music. That's who we're here for.
Mm-hmm. And again, tour dates are up on 28north.com.
28north.com, and they're coming in fast every day. And, you know, get on our Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/28north and all that stuff. And, you know, we just got added on AOL and Slacker Radio and what else?
Radio.com.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the song's doing well. And, you know, it's so awesome because it's opening so many doors for us, and it's such a beautiful. We finally got a booking agent, like
so great.
I booked 600 shows across this country myself. That was my job, and it's so cool to like just I can just play now. That's what I've always wanted.
Right,
that's all we want to do.
So we just want to play the guitar, you know.
So ideally, you would just be able to work on your craft and
just write.
That's it.
Taking every time we get something to take the pressure off. It adds to our music, you know. We can play more, we can write more, we can hone the whole thing more, and that's what we love to do.
Right. Awesome. So what'd you want to play next? Was it...
Well, this is a new song. We haven't ever played this one. I'm sure a lot of our friends have heard it who are listening, but the general public has not.
Yeah.
And we just thought it'd be a fun one because we got two acoustic guitars, and it's called Demon, and it goes like this.
All right.
Your back keeps you alive. Don't react, our time will erupt. Watch what you say, nobody's safe. I don't know what to do, so I'll sing. I'm with you, my love. I'm holding you close. Please don't be scared. I'm only a ghost. I'll haunt you to sleep. Black out the sun. I'll be your favorite demon. Hold her close, watch her fly. Scared of the truth, I'm scared of her lies. Ghosts will haunt till your dying day. I am the one, I'm the demon. I don't know what to do, so I'll torture. I'm with you, my love. I'm holding you close. Please don't be scared.
There you go. That's a KX93.5 exclusive is what I'm calling that. That's a previously unreleased song by 28 North live in our Pearl Street studios. Nicely done, gentlemen. You guys are so super rad, and it's a pleasure to meet you. You're always welcome here.
Awesome to be here, man. Ooh,
right.
Love this place. It's awesome.
Oh, we got I wish everyone was mic'd up right now.
No, I didn't want to butt in. I just going to say Barry's going to kill us if you don't play Call Me Up.
We got to play Call Me Up.
Oh, you
want to
do that?
I want to.
All right.
Sure. Because I don't want to get killed.
No, nobody wants to get killed. No,
I think that would be a good time to play Call Me Up.
All right.
I think we can play this one.
So, okay, cool. So let's rip right into that. Again, that's the official single now, I guess, is what we're calling
it. And we're giving you the live version. This is the live
version. Totally stripped down. This is 28 North live in our studios. Again, thanks so much for taking the time.
Anytime,
and,
man.
Whenever you want to come down, make a day of it and chill down
in
Laguna.
I mean, if you saw what I saw outside, you'd be happy to be in Laguna Beach. It's so cool here.
Right.
I mean, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. When I saw the water, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. You know, this is cool. Our water is not that clean. And it's.
No, I don't think our water is either.
Yeah, it just looks clean.
It looks great. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Again, 28 North.
Here we go. This one's Call Me Up.
There you go.
Request my love and tell me what you wanted, for I know all things go in the end. And would you just come over, lover, and remind me why we're troubled? No, don't blame me, I'm not there. When everyone around you's starting to fade and you're picking up debris from the hurricane, call me up. I'll be right down. When you come back screaming loudly, don't wake up the sleeping babies. I won't tell you anymore. When you're standing at the corner of the end of the road and it's obvious your heart is gonna explode, call me up. I'll be right down. Yeah, when everyone is turning their back on the wind and silence is your true and fair weather friend, call me up. I will be right down, down, down. But when I fix you, you'll be strong. When I miss you, I'll be gone. Pretend that nothing's wrong. When you're standing at the corner of the end of the road and it's obvious your heart is gonna explode, call me up. I'll be so
awesome. That's 28 North live in our studio on KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM. Like I told the guys off the air, you know, doing this thing, we're able to take a chance on a record and create content for artists. I want people to know we're here and, you know, viral content.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. If people missed whatever we did the past 40 minutes here in the studio, it'll be available online. for consumption
and
later.
I'm sure we'll put these videos up too, because I think we did a pretty good job, so we're gonna have to put this on YouTube.
Well, what just made my day was his dad just texted me and said he's killing it on the air.
Yeah, killing it.
Hey, Dad, I miss you, man.
Rick. As long as we keep Dad happy.
Yeah, and we
if you only knew how true that was.
We do have a lot of new listeners because the band is here in the studio this afternoon. And again, we're a new non-com in SoCal. You could donate to us. You could become a member of the station. We're trying to take FM back to the glory days.
Love it.
And so far, so good. Anything else to touch on?
I
want to
tell a quick radio story.
Please.
Just because this has been, the last 6 months of our lives has been kind of dedicated to radio, and we've gotten to know just a lot of radio people, and it's really a beautiful thing. But so we had a lot of vehicle issues on our tour, and I'm not going to get completely into it, but we basically broke down in the Midwest. And we had to leave our tour bus at this. We actually broke down right in front of a tractor trailer place, which was incredible.
They specialized on the engine that we had.
The Cummings engine, right? We left it there in our van.
That's kind of
2 days prior had crashed into our bus, so we had no van either. So we basically we were stuck in Maryville, Missouri, and we were looking for a way out. And we just start driving around in the van, which was not pretty because the tire was scraping against the frame. And so we just stop at a radio station because we figure, hey, maybe they'll help. We're a band. Maybe they'll like us and they'll help us out. So Taylor and I, just like we are now, walk in with, like, we have our beater acoustic and he's got his little tiny, like, mandolin.
My guitar lely, yeah.
And we walk in. We're like, hey, guys, we're a band and we're stranded. Can we help us out? And so they said, come on in. And we did an interview and we did a performance. And afterwards, I walked next door because someone told me to go talk to them because they're car people. And they said, were you just on the radio? I heard you on the radio. You guys killed it. I heard you need a radiator. I was like, yeah, we need a radiator. He's like, call Dwight. He goes to my church. Tell him I sent you. The power of radio. This guy, we took it there. He fixed our van up right there for $20. And we were on our way. And it was a beautiful thing. And it was all because of the radio.
So. What city was that in?
Maryville, Missouri.
Maryville, Missouri. They got what's their? I can't remember the call letters. It's all like my brain is filled with call letters right now.
That's a small market.
It's a small market, but it's a big station. It's a nice station.
The thing is, everyone in the town was listening.
So when I went outside, everyone's like, "You must be that dude in the band with the broken radiator."
What?
And they were leading me different places, and they finally led me to this place where they fixed the radio.
That's so great. The power of radio. I love that.
Radioter. Trying to combine the words.
Well, again, much luck to you guys. You're always welcome here. Again, this
Thanks,
is 28
Luke.
North.
Thanks,
new record out on April 29th. It will be called World on Fire.
Yes.
And I guess that's all we got. You're going to be able to hang out in Laguna Beach a little bit before
Oh, yeah,
you...
we don't have jobs. So
all right.
Eat some sandwiches, you know, do whatever.
There's probably a good sandwich over here.
There you go. We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
This is Billy Freed, and I love KX93.5 because we have so many unique voices representing our unique...